Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, time to catch up on the big news stories. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Yesterday, President Biden visited the construction of the TSMC chip plant in Phoenix and talked about the impact it will have on the state's economy.
TSMC is investing $40 billion here in Arizona, the largest foreign investment in the history of this state. Over 10,000 construction jobs and 10,000 high-tech jobs will be created.
Are these new manufacturing plants the future of Arizona's economy?
Yeah, I think the diversity of our economy is the future of our economy. Part of that will be this chip industry. Now, with all due respect, when you've got companies like Intel that are here and that have been here forever, and they're expanding as well, when you've got Honeywell is here, another high-tech ON Semiconductor, there are other companies that have been here for a long time, but we now are seeing the 21st century version of a lot of these corporations are finding places around the valley and across the state of Arizona. I think that is our future. And as long as we are able to keep up, as long as our university system and our high school system and our trade system is able to keep up with the growth that we need, our future is going to be very, very bright. And we should all be happy about that, because diversifying the economy and bringing in higher paying jobs is just a better quality of life for more people.
The Trump Organization was convicted on 17 accounts of tax fraud yesterday and now faces fines of around $1.7 million. But this may be the least of the company's concerns.
Given the reputational blow to the company, it could close doors to it in future dealings. There are, you know, banks being reluctant to loan money to a company that is convicted of fraud.
Even though the former president was not on trial here, do you think this could impact his 2024 presidential run?
Well, I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know. And here's why. Because the people that love Donald Trump are still going to love Donald Trump. And the people that hate him can't hate him any more than they already do. Will this sway middle of the road voters, people that could go either way to make a choice? I think it hurts him more in a primary, because there's going to be a lot more like-minded people to choose from. I think in a general election with the battle lines as they're drawn in this country, it won't be as bad for him there, but I do think it hurts him in a primary process where there will be other choices of like-minded people. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the big headlines.
A Richmond, Virginia restaurant denied service to the Family Foundation due to their conservative views on same-sex marriages and abortion. The director of government relations for the Family Foundation, Todd Gathgee, shared his thoughts on the matter.
It's no secret that we are very much engaged in the public policy debate on a number of controversial issues, but we never expected that we would be denied service at a restaurant based on our religious values or our political beliefs.
Is it within the rights of the restaurant to deny services to these customers?
Listen, I've been pretty loud about this and saying that if a business does not want to participate in a gay wedding of any kind because it violates their religious beliefs, they shouldn't be forced to do this. I would be a hypocrite by saying that this restaurant had to be forced. And this is where I think this is where some common ground can be found here. When you look, because it was the LGBTQ employees of this restaurant that refused to work the party. So for all of those involved that refused to work the party, therefore the party did not happen. If they believe they have a right to feel that way, it should be explained to them. That's how people on the other side of that coin feel about participating in your event. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm saying they have the right to do it. There is a big difference. Do they have that right? Absolutely. In my mind, they do.
Members of the 777 Expedition joined you today and discussed their goals and fundraising efforts.
We're doing this to raise money for Folds of Honor. You know, they take care of the families of the fallen service members and first responders. We're trying to stay with the theme, 7 jumps, 7 continents, 7 days, and $7 million for Folds of Honor.
What do you think of their overall mission?
I think it's amazing. I would never jump out of an airplane unless it was on fire, but they were pretty amazing guys. The people involved in the organization that were here today. Two of them are former Navy SEALs. The other one was a Marine Corps sniper. These are people that have risen to the elite levels of the United States military. They are trying to help veterans transition back into the civilian world. They are also raising money for Folds of Honor so that that organization can continue to provide scholarships to the members, family members that have fallen in combat or fallen first responders. Noble cause. Very cool thing that they're doing. They're making a documentary about all of this. It is a very cool project, and I hope people will get on board with it because I think it's certainly worthwhile. That is Did You Hear This? We'll do it again tomorrow at 11:20. It was really great meeting those guys. I had so much fun with them and talking with them between commercials. One of the guys also is the marketing. I think he's marketing director for Black Rifle Coffee. Well, listen, that's I have so much of that stuff delivered to my house. It was good. I should have told the guys that I feel like I should be handing you a fistful of cash because we're always buying that at my house. I love the coffee. Anyway, it was such a great time meeting them.